I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's bring in the man of the hour, though. Wow, this has been a big week. Everybody in the world is after this guy. I'm glad we have Corey Lewandowski back in Philadelphia. Corey, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, that sounds very civil. I can't believe it. Joy Behar yesterday said you get better answers for murderers and pimps.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really amazing because if I was a left-wing socialist, right, they'd be praising me for standing up to the Republicans. But when you're a conservative and you support this president, you tell the truth, you know, they impugn your reputation. They say things about you. Can you imagine for one second if a Republican would have said that about a Democratic operative who testified in front of Congress? They'd be ridiculed. But look, Joy Behar is a clown. We know that. Her ratings are terrible. Nobody watches. Look, as a matter of fact, I didn't even know she said it because not one person has ever watched that television show.
Well, that's a good point. I think we should enter that into congressional testimony the next time. I liked it with the guy from Texas when he went through a long thing and you said, no, you're not the bag man. You're not the hit man. You're the handsome man in the film.
Well, that's true. I'm the good-looking man, right?
There you go. Absolutely. I think they should have banged the gavel and said that is incontrovertible by rule of Congress.
I think I'm the good-looking man, actually.
There you go. Absolutely. Hey, look, to that point,
I ask unanimous consent to recognize that into the record. Ordered. Boom.
Well, there you go. We're doing, as our out question today, Corey Lewandowski with us, favorite movie lines, and it's appropriate given that movie reference. What's yours?
Oh, it's very simple. You can't handle the truth. And that's exactly what happened in Congress.
You're right. The buildup to that, it's all in the buildup to it. Yeah, that's. But how did it feel when you're going through with these guys and they're looking more and more? I don't know if you saw this, Corey, but Amanda Carpenter is an anti-Trump, but she's a relative conservative. And she said Corey Lewandowski owned this group on CNN. Somebody like that who despises Trump and you by extension says that, it's pretty obvious. Why is that? What is it that Democrats miscalculated here?
Well, they miscalculated from the very beginning that there was ever collusion between the Trump campaign and some foreign entity to impact the outcome of the election. And what I went up and told them in no uncertain terms, which is what's also available in the Mueller report, where they thought they would use the Mueller report as a jumping off point to go and impeach this president, was there was no collusion. There was no obstruction. And if you guys want to get back to doing the work of the American people, which is solving the opioid crisis, stopping illegals from pouring across our country and killing Americans, fixing a broken healthcare system, then, hey, that's a reason to vote for you. But just simply attacking Donald Trump every day because you hate this president more than you love your country is not a path forward. And I had to remind everyone of that. I think the American people saw that.
Something I hope people realize, too, is this wasn't reckless. You cooperated with the special counsel already, and I think you testified two or three times before Congress. And this, you know, the media misses that fact. This wasn't just a guy going up there and blustering and making fun of them. You've already done what's required. This is just a kangaroo court.
And the part that no one talks about was I offered voluntarily to come before the committee. They contacted my attorney, I think, in May or June and said, would Mr. Lewandowski come? We wrote back immediately and said, yes, he will. Please provide the date, only to have them subpoena me. And I said, look, fellas, there's no reason to subpoena me. I've testified in front of the House Intelligence Committee twice, once in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee, twice before the Mueller special prosecutors. I have nothing to hide. I'm happy to come. And then they accused me of coming to Congress to promote my potential U.S. Senate campaign.
Well, you did a little bit. I got to say, you did get that in there nicely.
Well, but I said, Congressman, I'm here because you subpoenaed me.
Yeah, exactly.
This wasn't like, hey, I had nothing to do on Tuesday. I think I'll go and spend 5 hours in front of Congress and talk about my U.S. Senate race. I mean, I was obligated by law to show up, and so that's what I did. But I'm not going to be allowed to have someone disparage me or go after my character or call me names or treat me different than they treat the other witnesses. And that's what I tried to articulate. When they allowed Mr. Mueller to say, Congressman, you're welcome to read the report, but hold me to a different standard, it shows the hypocrisy of what that committee did and what their real goal was, which was to impugn me and go after this president for political reasons and to save themselves from far, far left Democrat primaries, because that's where these guys are going to lose. And they're afraid that they're going to turn into a Crowley or a Capuano, who both lost their seats from a left wing challenge.
That's right. Crowley with AOC for listeners. Executive privilege, though, is the big thing here, too, that people didn't examine. That's a serious issue. We know this. And usually we defer to presidents if they're a Democrat.
Well, it's true. And let me just explain to you. Number one, I'm not an attorney. Okay. So I have to respect when the White House counsel's office, and specifically the president's top attorney, Pat Cipollone, writes a letter to both the committee and to my attorney and says, as the counselor to the president, whose job is to make sure that I represent the presidency, not the president, but the presidency of the United States, we're telling you that we have a privilege called executive privilege that is not your client's privilege to waive, meaning me. And what they said was, it's the president's privilege to hold, and he's asking that you respect that. This is no different than if somebody has what we call attorney-client privilege or doctor-patient privilege. It's not the doctor's privilege to waive, and it's not the attorney's privilege to waive. It's the client. And in this particular case, the client is the presidency, the office of the president, not Donald John Trump, but the office of the president. And they said, Mr. Lewandowski, to preserve the office of the president's opportunities, we are going to exert executive privilege over conversations that you've had with the president or his senior staff.
Exactly. And Corey, if they want to on their side, they can uphold what they have in Congress. They can hold you in contempt. They didn't do that then. Doesn't look like they're going to do it. That's their power. Why not do it then if you want the American people to believe what you did was just a circus?
Look, well, why don't they, if they want to get a disposition on presidential authority, there's a third co-equal branch of the government. It's called the judiciary. They're welcome to take that to the courts and say, Your Honor, here's we don't believe that the case that the White House's counsel has made, and we compel Mr. Lewandowski. And if a court so requires me to do it, I'll be happy to go back and answer the questions if a competent court of jurisdiction says that's what we're required to do. But it's not mine to do. And so, you know, don't put me in the middle of a war between the legislative branch and the executive branch when you can litigate this through the proper channel, which is the judiciary branch. If they want to do that and the judge says, Mr. Lewandowski, you must answer every question until you can't speak anymore, I'm happy to do that.
Corey Lewandowski with us. So what will it take for you to determine you're going to run for the Senate? Tell us what you're thinking of and how people can help if that happens.
Well, you know, some friends stood up a website called StandWithCorey.com, StandWithCorey.com, and it's really a recruitment tool where they want people to sign up so that I think at the end of the day, and I have nothing legally to do with it, you know, it's the Draft Corey website. I'm getting very close, particularly after the way that I was treated on Tuesday. If that's the way that they treat people, the American people, when you come and testify, then I need to go to Washington, D.C. and change that, because nobody should be treated the way I was in front of that committee. I was called names. I was belittled. I was accused of lies, which were never told, but it didn't matter because there was no accountability. So the end of the third quarter in about 11 days is going to demonstrate how much money the other candidates in the race have raised. And if they cannot be competitive with the incumbent two-term Democrat in fundraising, it's going to be another indication I should be in this race. The public polls today say, even though I'm not in the race, I'm the clear front runner for the Republican nomination, which I will win. And on top of that, I'm a handful of points away from her right now in a general election matchup, which is pretty impressive considering I'm nothing but a private citizen.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly want to see that, if that's what's in the offing for you, without a doubt. While I have you here, Corey, everybody that I bring on that I respect, that is knowledgeable about this stuff, they think, and I think, Elizabeth Warren has the momentum right now, that Warren, shockingly, is going to be the Democrat candidate. What do you think?
I think if you look at her crowd size, and I remember the 2015-2016 time when Donald Trump was getting these massive crowds. If you remember, though, the media said, those people don't vote.
Yes.
Those crowds don't mean anything. This is all just summer ballyhoo, right? But when it comes to Elizabeth Warren, they rave about her crowd size, and now it's an important factor. It is a factor, and I think she does have the momentum. I've said it many times. Joe Biden will not be the Democratic nominee. I'm certain of that. I have not counted out Bernie Sanders yet. And this race is really down to two or three candidates. And Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are a bit of a detente right now. They don't attack each other. They're trying to run in the same lane, basically. And you're going to see one of these two Northeast socialists as the nominee for the Democratic campaign for the President of the United States. And that will all but ensure a bigger margin of victory in the Electoral College for Donald Trump in 2020 than he received in 2016.
I agree with all that. Where do we find you again, Corey? Not you, but what some friends have set up to kind of test the waters in New Hampshire. What do people do?
You go right to the website, StandWithCorey.com, StandWithCorey.com. Sign up. You know, if you want more information, you can do it. You'll obviously see some, you know, people who are saying, Corey, we want you to get into this race. And I've got a lot of support here, and I think if I get the race in New Hampshire, I'm going to be the next U.S. Senator from the state of New Hampshire.
God willing. Corey, thank you. Thanks very much, as always, for joining us in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.